Thank you.
Welcome back to What's Happening. I'm Aaron.
I'm Mike.
Mike on the mic.
Yes. Nice blistery day out there, but we hope you're in the cool confines of a nice area, sipping a cool beverage, listening to cool music here at WMFO. What's happening?
Well, they could be at the beach enjoying it as long as they have enough protection from the sun and stay hydrated.
Yes, it's very important. I played in the last half hour, I played the Don't Leave Your Dog in the Car PSA, and please don't leave your kids in there either. We don't like toasted kids or dogs.
Don't leave food in there either.
Yes.
It's just not the best thing.
So what's going on today, Aaron?
Well, we have, let's see, how do you put this? The most sensational singer, female singer-songwriter I know, Colette O'Connor.
Today.
Right here.
Yes.
A great friend. I love everything she creates and all the different things that she does.
My mother doesn't even say that, so you're just, you're so nice.
Send her some flowers for Mother's Day.
Yeah, I think I will. Thank you, Aaron. Hi, Mike.
How are we doing, Colette?
I'm doing good. I left my dog at home. He is
He's cool, though.
He is in the air-conditioned comfort.
That's right.
Of the
He's probably got the clicker in his paws.
He has a couch all to himself. That is his couch, yes.
That's good. It's good. So it's a nice warm day out there, but, you know, I can't complain too much because I really dislike winter. So I guess I'll have to live with the heat.
Right. Okay, so he's... It's the winter of his discontent, huh?
Oh, well, no, it's the summer of his. I like this better. Not to put words in your mouth, but I was just paraphrasing.
Well, I was Shakespearean paraphrasing, right? Too, yeah. So.
We just heard a brand new song by Eileen Springer. Why don't you give us a little background on that, Aaron?
Well, I was talking to her the other day because I'd like to get her back in again.
Yeah.
That's from her forthcoming album, which she's going to actually start producing in September.
Great.
She Ain't Me. And, I mean...
Well, the beat is I Am Me is You Are We, and we are not all together, I guess.
Oh, now he's getting political. We don't go there today.
Or philosophical, yeah. It's okay. It's all right.
It could be multiple personalities, too. It's
cuckoo ca-choo.
Yeah. Cuckoo cocoa for cuckoo puffs.
No, it's...
I know, I redressed it on
it.
Yeah, just seeing if people are paying attention.
Always.
Yeah.
So what's happening?
So I'm here on What's Happening, and I figure, well, maybe we can start with a song so that way people know what the heck I sound like. Yeah.
It's that would be fantastic.
It's much better than visuals because we're on radio.
Yeah, I'm dressed for radio today, I'll tell you that right now. Me and my little black dress. So if you've got one up there to play, I would suggest People on the Porch, and then I can tell you all about it.
Okay.
And if you don't, I will grab my guitar and we'll start some music.
He's reaching for something, folks.
Oh, and he did.
Yes.
So my name is Colette O'Connor, and I do singer-songwriter stuff, and my focus is kindness.
We need a lot of that in this world today. There's a lot of angry people out on the internet today.
Yeah.
On both sides of the spectrum.
I tweet. I actually love Twitter. I don't come across the bad side of Twitter because everybody's got a frame of reference, a perspective, and if they want to share a piece of their mind, then it doesn't have to bother me to hear it, you know?
Yeah.
So it's cool, and you don't like it, you can always turn it off.
We need calming voices in this stormy times.
Well... there's also another side to what I do, which is just to have fun.
Yeah.
And because everybody's got their own little bit of crazy, you know, that goes on in their lives.
Do you do musical therapy?
I've been told that, you know, people find my music healing and calming and all that. But no, I don't try to be preachy or anything or go out and do. I just perform shows, and I really enjoy connecting with an audience.
Yeah.
And when they connect with a piece of music, there's that dialogue.
That's just good.
It's very fun. something of substance is good. So it's I think we are, you know, we are sort of all that connected, whether we know it or not.
We hopefully choose the good path.
Well, I guess everybody defines it differently, and I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm just here to sing my songs, and if you connect, good, and if not, then, you know, hey, we did our thing.
Absolutely. It's number 8, correct?
It is number 8, so you're going to hear this crazy little thing called People on the Porch, and this is my way of breaking it in. We all got our little crazy on, and I'll tell you what this is about.
Absolutely. Let's go to People on the Porch.
Sure.
Enjoy.
Of sorts. Two mannequins, a girl and a guy, are dressed out on a porch. Depending on the weather, he and she outside are suitably dressed, and together they sit like people on a porch. When I'm driving by, I slow down to see. I feel like such a spy. What are they wearing? It's kinda rude to pry, but not like I can go up and say crazy. Those people on the porch, weird people on the porch, and I'm the dummy watching this fashion mystery and wishing now that I never did see those people on the porch. In the winter they wear scarves and hats, ski jackets and warm pants. Summertime it's beach attire, margaritas in their hands. It's fun to watch their story, soap opera quality. Like that week they refused to speak with back turned stubbornly. It damn near made me cry. Such a tragedy, I wanted them to try. What's come over me, I called a flower guy, but hung up when he started asking why. Exactly. Don't ask me. Weird people on the porch, and I'm the dummy watching this fashion mystery and wishing now that I never did see those people on the porch. Then one day in fall, I could hardly breathe. They were not there at all. What was happening? That's it once and for all. I went up to the railing, I didn't stop to think. For years they've been together, loyal night and day, still a mystery, but I'm glad to see those people on the porch. Weird people on the porch. My people on the porch.
You wake now?
Great song.
You awake now? Well, it's summertime. Everybody's on the porch, and if they're not, they're hiding in the air conditioning. But yeah, everybody's got a little bit of that fun summertime stuff in them. So that was a story about two mannequins, Mike. Have you heard the story?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so in Tinkertown, Massachusetts.
Fingertown?
Tinkertown.
Oh, Tinkertown.
Where the Tinkers came.
Okay, Fingertown.
No, it's different. And so driving by, I had a friend point out, you said see those people on the porch.
Yeah.
And I took a look, and they looked like maybe they were Grateful Dead fans.
Oh.
Yeah, they were mannequins, but they were dressed kind of like Grateful Dead fans. So he says, yeah, I've been driving by this place about 20 years, and every single day they're dressed in something different and doing something different.
Wow.
And I said, get out of town. Come on. So just like the name of your show, I had to go by every day now to see what was happening, because... yeah, you never know what you're going to see. So it turned into be like, I don't really watch soap operas. So I'm not really a TV watcher. Apparently, I'm a I'm a person that likes to watch mannequins on porches.
It reminds me of two stories.
I'm not sure we should go there. So, every day they were different. And so, hence the song.
Yeah.
And there. Yeah, and if that doesn't tell you that everybody's just a little bit crazy. But they weren't. You know, they knew what they were doing.
The mannequins were happy. No mannequins were hurt in making of this song.
No, they were great. And, it was a piece of art. To me, I never wanted to know who was doing it or why. I wanted to see what they were going to do next and what they're dressed like. And art inspires art. And so that inspired a song. And who knows what else. It brightened my day every day I went by there. But that's why, start us off with a bang and some summer songs. There's a mandolin played on that. That was played by my producer, Joe Claff. He works at Ultrasound Studios in Hanover Street, Hanover, Mass. But it's fun. I'm going to be doing a show not too far from here at the Arts for the Armory in August. I think it's August.
That's right in Somerville, right on Broadway. Yes.
Yeah. And it's hashtag in a castle.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yes.
So whatever I do there, that's my hashtag in a castle, because I just feel like such a princess. It's just beautiful. So I'll be doing that. And I figure I'll this is my People on the Porch tour. So I'll be bringing the people on the porch. If you'd like to meet some mannequins, come on down in August. Then I'm going to play you another summer song. This one's going to be live here in the studio. So this is my new kicking off the summer, getting ready for, all that good stuff when the snow melted. And I was looking forward to fireflies. It's called Summer Dreams. Summer dreams. That twinkle in your eye, hey, I like it when you're looking at me in the firefly light of summer dreams. Making summer to put up in a jar when you need those summertime dreams. Lying away, two people watching stars. I got my wish made before they were gone. That twinkle in the night. Hey, I like it when you're here with me. Making summer dreams. Making summer to put up in a jar when you need those summertime dreams. I'll sing it to you free. Put some warm memories in a jar of clarity. Time will make them sweet for when you most have the need of summer to put up in a jar when you need those summertime dreams. Quickly. Setting down on the swing out back, I got the dog at my feet and guitar on my lap. Might find a new song to sing if those fireflies whisper secret things. Let the music wander where it goes. The fireflies are catching all the notes of summer. Making summer to foot up in a jar when you need those summertime dreams. Put them in a jar when you need those summer dreams.
Another great song.
Well, are you in a summertime mood?
Absolutely. We're due for it. I mean, it was a very, very weird winter and a very long spring.
Has anybody seen fireflies yet this year?
I haven't.
Somebody on Facebook mentioned they saw fireflies, but they don't visit my neighborhood.
No, yeah. See, they're kind of this elusive, but they're not mythological. They really do exist, and I think they're more like a springtime thing time. I saw a lot of them when I was out in Nebraska. They had like a ton of them. So maybe they all moved to Nebraska.
Yeah, maybe they had like little signs, like, want to go back east, but we couldn't read them.
Speaking of Nebraska.
I've seen mannequins, so I have no idea. Anything's possible. Yes, speaking of Nebraska.
Nebraska?
Yes.
You do a show.
I do. I've got these things that I do. Like, I like, as a musician, we're kind of out there and the ability to support things that like to have music is something that we get asked to do a lot. Like, you know, could you sing for this cause and that cause? And my cause, like I said, is kindness. And just to remind people a little bit about embracing their inner child and remembering that it's, you know, okay to ogle mannequins if you want to, you know, whatever you're going to do, you know, to be happy. But I also support other women in music. I think, I don't know why, but women in music tend not to be as PR related as men in music. You know, they just don't market as well for some reason. So, not everybody, but for the most part. So I go out of my way, if I open a door, to hold it open for as many other women artists as I can. So when I went out to Nebraska, it was to promote my first album called Web in the Corner, and that's available on iTunes and my website, which I will get to later. But I went out there to do that and ended up making some great radio connections at KZUM. It's an FMHD in Lincoln, Nebraska, with Deb Anderson, who's the longtime host of The Women's Show. And you can find all that on Facebook. So I sort of struck up that conversation with her, and we initiated a monthly radio show where I introduced new women artists from this area, from pretty much the whole Northeast now, out to Nebraska, out to the Midwest. So that The Women's Show's got, I think, you know, at least a 20-25 year following of women artists, and some of the greats have featured there. So it's a great way to get out to a whole nother audience if you don't feel like driving to Nebraska, you know, I mean, or you can't. So there, that's what I do. It's called Notes from New England, and it's the last Sunday of every month on The Women's Show, WIMMINS, The Women's Show, KZUM in Nebraska, hosted by Debbie Anderson.
So who did you have on the other day?
I've had Kate Shadbourne. She was a recent one. She's just fantastic. She's a professor that's so learned with her poetry, you know, Yeats, and she puts them to music. She also does her own poetry to music, and she's just a great singer-songwriter herself, but she speaks Gaelic, she speaks the Irish, and she brings 200-year-old songs written by anonymous back to the forefront where people can hear them again, because these things are good, and that's why they lasted 200 years, and we know about them. So she's an academic, and she uses her powers for the good of all, which is a cool way to use music. So Kate Shadbourne was on. I've been doing it now for, oh gosh, maybe almost, well, 2.5 years. So that's a lot of women artists that have you know, come out there in the world, and maybe you've never been on the radio before. And so to me, that's like a fantastic way to kind of, I do it as a radio journal show. So this is, it's not like this where I sit across from somebody and interview them. I go and I research them and I research their music, And sometimes they have input and sometimes they don't. And then I just present it like, you know, the story and songs from that particular artist. So radio journalism. It's easiest for me to do because that way I don't have to drive to Nebraska and bring them with me.
It's a long drive.
Once a month. That's a lot to coordinate, you know, to bring an artist to Nebraska. But I've done it. Judy Daigle came out with me and we did some shows out there. So if anybody's up for it, sure, I'll do it. I'm going to go to Nashville myself in August. So I'm taking my own show on the road, going to do some stuff out there.
And just after we had met a few years back, you did Musicians Without Borders and that big festival you created.
Yeah, I got ambitious. Musicians Without Borders is it's a nonprofit international organization based in Amsterdam, and I decided I was going to help host a whole bunch of shows that fundraised for them. So we did that 1 year live from Center Stage down in Dennisport, Mass. And there's still video out there. I mean, it's just fantastic. It looks like, you know, Austin City Limits, done from Dennisport. So we had, it was like a 7-hour show. It was a fantastic telethon. This year I did the same thing, only I brought I did some fundraising for the same cause, Musicians Without Borders, but from my living room. And so I've got a concert window. There's this thing called concertwindow.com, and you look for an artist's name and you can watch them do shows. My name is Colette O'Connor with one L and all O's. Colette O'Connor. And so I've got a concert window, and my website is also my name, .net, ColetteO'Connor.net. So if anybody's interested in People on the Porch or Summer Songs, or I've got quite a few.
I like Penny in the Pond.
You like Penny in the Pond. Let me do Penny in the Pond. You want to do it as a CD or a... No, I'll do it. I'll do it right now. See if my guitar's in good voice. Penny in the Pond. So, okay, let me ask. It's rhetorical. Has anybody ever made a wish?
Always.
Yeah? Mike, you? Mike ain't saying.
I'm wishing about wishes.
Are you? That's what my son does. He makes a wish that he gets more wishes.
He's wishing for fishes.
Yeah.
They could fly. Okay, so if anybody's made a wish but then never did anything about it to make it come true, that wish is still energy. It's still sitting in the world. It's still potential that you can reach back, reach in, redefine, find, and do something with. But if you don't, here's that song, Penny in the Pond. Boarded shut, the doors have all been locked, and everything forgotten. A broken fairy tale from once upon a time, but time no longer cared and left it all behind. Did you put a penny in the pond? Penny in the pond. Did you put a penny in the pond? One day, did you put a penny in the pond? Put a penny in the pond to throw it all away. That gate around the back, briars overgrown it, water deep and black, where pennies all were thrown in, cast into the mud, all the fragile hope, pennies everyone, wishes left alone. Did you put a penny in the pond? Penny in the pond, do you put a penny in the pond? One day, did you put a penny in the pond? Did you put a penny in the pond to throw it all away? In the fountain, one ribbon by the stone, her family name upon it,
A penny for each thought, a prayer sent away. For every penny tossed into a silent grave. Did you?
Listen to What's Happening. I'm Aaron.
I'm Mike.
And I'm Colette O'Connor.
And we'll be back with Colette in one moment.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day. People think that when you are a refugee, and they resettle you to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything. I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to What's Happening. I'm Aaron.
I'm Mike.
I'm still Colette. So that was a fantastic promo, because this is what Musicians Without Borders does, is they go into these places that are war-torn and just devastated by war, and they use music to help heal from, I mean, you wonder how, because, you know, you're just looking to get water and food and shelter, you know, your basic things, your heartbroken, your emotional wrecks, and they come in and they hand you an instrument that... when you're emotionally ready for it, it really does help you heal. Music is a healing thing. And then they teach children. So as things are coming back online, as people are getting their lives back together again, they give them sort of this olive branch of hope that music can be. And that's musicianswithoutborders.org.
And a matter of fact, was it last weekend? There was the V for Veterans.
Yeah.
And they did two different shows, one in Peabody, one in Dedham. One in Peabody went, the donations went to help the veterans that have come back and those who, they need food and helping their families. And the one in Dedham put guitars for veterans.
Oh, great.
And they put the veterans in touch with the people who to teach them guitars to help with PTSD.
Oh, that's a
so
fantastic
it's
thing.
A great...
Pets can do that. Music can do that. You know, just...
Well, because everybody may not have pets, but everybody has a song somewhere in their heart and has something...
Good on you. Good for saying that.
And, you know, it could be... I mean, it helps people who have been health issues, you know. People who have had strokes, and I saw that with my aunt at her 60th or 65th wedding anniversary years back, and they're playing music. Matter of fact, a good friend of mine, and Mel Simon, and he was playing a tune that really, she's was over there moving around. I mean, she was in a wheelchair, but she was shaking her foot to the music, and it really was great. And, you know, when people have these different things, whether it's, you know, tragedies beyond their control, like they do in with the Music Without Borders, or health issues, or, you know, it just could be anything, and music inspires.
It's so weird. I mean, something can come along and just knock down your whole life. You know, it doesn't have to be a big thing. It can just be an emotional thing. And And that's where kindness comes in. You never know what somebody's day is going to be like. If somebody, you know, we can look each other in the eye, we can smile, we can say hello, and it doesn't mean that we're trying to be needy or trying to, you know, push an issue. It's just a way to say I recognize you and and hello, and that's just fine, because you never know what somebody's going through. You know, I've driven through a stop sign because I've been so distraught and lost and shocked that, you know, I hadn't been paying attention. Sometimes just life just sneaks in, and permission to be human and to apologize and to forgive yourself a little bit. But everything's the same until one day it isn't, you know? Everything's just going along just fine, and then something happens to change that. And that is, I mean, it's life. And figuring out how to cope with new things that come in, because you're born, and today you're nothing like you were when you were born. I mean, you look different. Yeah, you feed yourself, and maybe. So yeah, there's a whole host of ways that life can blindside you. You know, you don't see it coming. Other people can maybe have more control over your life than you're comfortable with, but you are you, and letting things have power over you is something that you can deny or allow, you know, as you can.
And the music becomes personal too, because you may not find the right song until you need that song.
It could come to you, you know, a song you heard a million times, all of a sudden you just realize, oh, that's what that's talking about. It speaks to my issue, it speaks to me. And then you feel that sense of connection, and that's what my music seeks to do. It seeks to sort of connect us on that little invisible thread, that little web in the corner, which is the name of my first CD.
You know, because when you hear the music, and you may hear the music and not hear the words until you need to hear the words.
That's why I put lyric videos out there.
You've got some great videos.
I got a YouTube channel with some killer lyric videos on it, but because I tend to like to tell the story, you know, that helps you really kind of get the feel for the music and the lyrics. But this is you hear my blinker? I got my blinker on. Thank goodness. You should always use a blinker. Never leave your car in the dog. Never leave your car in the dog, or the dog in the car.
Never let the dog drive, yeah.
Yes. Well,
always use your blinker.
Yeah, that happened in the Shaggy Dog.
The car was in the dog?
Yeah. Well, the dog was in the car, but it was a human, so it makes it even funnier, you know?
Oh, funny odd, yeah. So you can turn left or you can turn right. But whichever way you choose, you're still going to be you when you get there. Although you would have these different experiences, and that's part of the human condition. We all do that. So this is that song. It's called I Think I Am.
I think I am.
every spring. Smile at someone for the first time and introduce a mind to a new thing. Oh, hear the wind harmonize. See the hope in my eyes. Hey, with all I've loved, there is just one question. With all we share, here's a good connection. And if you're still there, here's my declaration. So there's that. That is the title track off of my most recent release, 2016 album. I Think I Am. That is available wherever albums are sold in the world, but especially on my website, because that way you can come and check out my videos and other goodies and some free download stuff, because I like to give away free download stuff, because it all speaks to, you know, keeping us connected. ColetteOConnor.net. One L. All O's.
And a matter of fact, right now you're in the midst of final exams.
Oh my gosh. I go to SNHU online, right? So I got this associate's degree, liberal arts sciences, like a gazillion years ago. And so it was great. And then I went to SNHU and I said, I want to finish my degree. Like, I want to get a 4-year. And they said, here's credit for everything you've ever done. Like, so I'm a junior senior. I'm like crowing. I'm so happy. Yeah. So mass communication. Well, okay. So yeah, I'm going to be a journalist. Well, there's no more newspapers, but I'm going to do it anyways. Because I think fair and unbiased is that challenge.
Yeah.
I want to do that. And mass communication. Yeah, because I like radio. I do radio, although things are automated. But see how everything turns around? We're going back to LPs. You know, we're going back to vinyl. You know,
yeah.
Hey, I'm ahead of the bell curve when it comes around again. That's what I'm up to right now. I love SNHU. I highly recommend it. I'm not even like paid spokesmodel for them. I'm just telling you right now, it's great stuff. Do it, you know. So that penny in the pond thing, I'm doing it. I want to get my degree before my, you know, before all my kids finish theirs. it's only fair.
But it's important too, because it's something you wanted to do, something you needed to do for you. You're not doing it for anybody else.
I'm doing it because I have something to say, and you know, I've had some serious medical issues in the past, and I refuse to be the sum of, you know, those experiences, whatever wreckage. So my thing is, when I say I can't do it, that means I will not allow, and I decided I will allow myself to follow my dreams. And write music and encourage other people, you know, whatever your age is, to find that inner voice, to remember that inner child, and to remember all those pennies in the pond, you know?
Well, that's why I look at it, it's two words, dreams, reality.
Ooh.
That's something I coined a long time ago, and it fits. I always wanted to be in radio. Problem is, I can never fit into the little box. And
I see you. Here you are.
And then I got the opportunity almost 4 years ago from a great friend of Mike's and mine, you know, Doug Mascot. And the first time I was on his show was 4 years ago. But he had asked me to come in a few years before, but he had a few health issues. And I said, I'm not coming on until you're there. I'm here for you. And unfortunately, we lost him 3 years ago. But he's given inspiration to myself, a couple of my co-hosts over at WMWM. he brought in a good friend of ours, Greg Guba, who, with Mike's assistance, had the number one song on Backroom Blues Volume 4. So it's like it all works. It all works together.
Everybody encourages everybody else. That's exactly what I hope for, too. I mean, not everybody can do what they want to do, but encourage somebody, you know, find your niche, make yourself that valuable person that inspires others. I mean, that's all possible.
That's possible, and it doesn't cost you a thing to be you.
It costs you some time, it costs you some patience, but
it doesn't, financially it doesn't cost you, because you're being you.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And, you know, when people say, well, but you're not getting paid, and it's like, but you know what? The payback of seeing somebody smile, somebody happy, somebody, I mean, I have guests on my shows all the time, and some people may, their careers may go crazy after they do it, or it may be their only time on, and you know what? It's their stage, and it's for them to have that opportunity.
I played music in the background while you did that. Yes, because you never know it. You never. That was like an impromptu speech. You didn't plan that out. You had no idea what you were going to say, but you had this driving feeling and this emotion, and you got it out there. And the expression was just a beautiful thing. As a singer-songwriter, that's what, you know, the singer-songwriter does, or the poet does. Or to me, that's just very beautiful. You know, these are your perspectives. Mike doesn't say much, but what he does, I'm sure.
I think a lot.
Mike is a
professional thinker.
He's also a singer-songwriter, musician, has been doing it for many, many years.
I've seen his band, man.
Yeah. Well, it's good to have, there's always the discussion that's been having with a lot of my people in the music business about, you know, commercial radio and the future of radio, and some people will never get on commercial radio, but there are alternates. You can be an internet star, you can be a college radio, can propel you. You find the audience, and the audience will find you.
Exactly. You put it out there, and that sort of that law of attraction.
Yeah.
You know, wherever you're supposed to be. And if you're just ready with stuff, anything could come along. I mean, a festival, a radio spot, anything.
On a day like today, you could be Farmers sitting Market. On the beach. You could be sitting in a park. Just, you know, there are a lot of people who, you know.
Let me tell you. So, July 15th and 16th, I'm going to be playing at this Hunger Bus stage. It's Chakula and the Hunger Bus. So Chuck Smith from the 60s, been driving around in this tour bus, and he raises food and awareness for hungry Americans.
Okay.
And he's a hippie. Mm-hmm. He's like long-haired hippie guy, no shoes, the whole thing, and the bus. So like you just said, sitting down by the waterfront in Plymouth, I was just sitting there, just playing. Somebody came up and they wanted to borrow the guitar to play a lick. I lent him the guitar. Somebody came by and wanted to hear a song. I sang him a song, and then they sang me one. And along comes this hippie guy, and he says, you're going to be around tomorrow? You can perform at noon on my stage. And I said, well, sure. And so now on this year, coming around again, just because I was sitting there doing my thing, you know, not trying to do anything, just enjoying life, you know, and people and interactions. July 15th and 16th, I'll be down at the Plymouth Waterfront on the Hunger Bus stage, performing with Chakula in the Hunger Bus to raise awareness for hungry Americans.
And, I mean, Plymouth is always a great place to be, too. I'm up there all the time, taking my pictures, birding, just walking on the beach.
Hanging out with pilgrims.
Well, Pilgrim, they've got a great memorial park there.
Yeah.
On the 23rd, I'll be at WATD Studios on Twilight Showcase with Sandy Stride and Keith James in there, I think 8 to 9. And we'll be promoting another thing that's going to take place on that same stage, Pilgrim Memorial Stage. It's for a nonprofit called Uniting People for Peace. So, again, it's another fantastic nonprofit that I put my music to work for. I'm going to be performing with Eileen Springer, who she ain't me, and in her country song that we just heard before this segment. So it kind of all comes around, and the law of attraction, like you were saying, Mike, it kind of brings us all together, to people that are working towards that same cause. And so we have an audience, you know, but am I ever going to be a pop star? Nope.
Well, I think I try to explain to an artist that I'm not discouraging them. I'm just trying to give them the lay of the land. And getting in commercial radio, you have to have so many things going for you besides major label or major management and all kinds of money behind you. And I think that discouraged people, but I think if they look at the big picture, and I know a lot of music is given away for free and it's really hard to make money. You can, if you plot it out, you can have a successful career. You can't be dependent on the pie in the sky.
No, you got to get out there and love what you do. Yes. Just like anything you do for work, if you love it, it's really not that much work.
And roads will open for you.
Yeah.
That's what you've just found.
Well, I find it every single time I pick up the guitar and I spend quality time with it in the world. There's always somebody, you know, somebody out there that you can connect with, and that if you listen to them and they listen to you, the world sort of brightens up.
Yeah.
All over the place.
You know, because you never know who you're going to run into or who's going to hear it or what it inspires. And, well, similar, I know I'm bringing it up again, but the V for Veterans, my close friend, and he was on co-host today on the Juke Joint, Ronnie Black Cat Duchesne opened for V for Veterans, and that was great for him. He loved it. He plays locally, and it was he's a veteran, and the causes are there. But you know what? Just going out and playing—you never know what.
I think it all speaks to marketing too. I mean, I know people that say, you know, you should value yourself and you should play for money. I mean, money finds you. I mean, you get it. People, you sell an album while you're at the thing, and you sell 12. You know, people check you out online, and then they buy you this or that, and it's fine to me. Though, you know, this is my lifestyle. So it's not really a hobby. It's not.
You could be inspiring somebody that you don't know. I read an article that was a week or so ago in the New York Times. They say about the decline of the major guitar manufacturers in rock music and guitars as that. But they said one of the driving forces of young women picking up the guitar is Taylor Swift.
Which I believe. I've seen it, yes.
But they say a lot of them get discouraged because they don't know what the next step is. But if they meet somebody like yourself, they might see what the next step is. You might open the door.
Yeah. You just keep going.
Yeah.
And if you put it down, it was never love to begin with. You know, just, and you always have those days where you don't wanna, and you just feel like, and that's usually when you're at the make or break point. If you put it down then you never know what would have happened if you didn't.
Yeah,
you know?
There's a difference between being a prop and being a lifestyle.
Don't put it down.
Yeah.
Don't put it down. I mean, because life will go on around it. Like everything else you do, you'll make room for it. And it will get your perspective out into the world, which I think is an important thing. I think everybody's got a perspective. And if we all paid more attention to what each other's perspective is, then we'd have a clear picture of, you know, what this world is all about. And we do listen. I think people, for the most part, people are great. And it's just propaganda that they aren't, because it's a scare tactic to keep us all in the house and afraid.
Well, funny thing, I interviewed Joe Louis Walker a couple weeks ago.
Great.
And then I met him last weekend. And he said, you know, with music, it's getting out there and performing. And, you know, it isn't all about giving it away for free, but going out and just playing for the people. And then I also spoke to Paul Nelson, the Paul Nelson band, and also he was behind Johnny Winter. And he said, you know, because he went to Berkeley, and he said, you know, the one good thing about people up in New England is they listen.
Well, I'm not sure if they'll listen to talking as much as we were doing, so let's sing a song. Do we have time? Okay. This is the title track to the first album. And then, you know, I'll let you talk more if you want to. Web in the Corner. This is how we're all connected. Everything I've heard about everybody being connected, and everybody's life is so different. I can't imagine. And then I thought, maybe everything could be wrapped in a web in the corner that lives in a dream. 'Cause nobody's told me the reason for dreaming. How can I see by closing my eyes to that web in the corner? That web in the corner. That web in the corner. That's my existential song of the day.
So, if there are young ladies out there,
yeah,
or of all ages,
whomever,
are looking for encouragement or want to become a better writer or a better singer, what encouragement and what words of wisdom do you have for them?
Call me anytime. It's fine. Oh, I used to teach, and you have no idea what's motivating somebody, but just your perspective matters. And, you know, I don't know. Maybe your parents will tell you one thing. Maybe, you know, a significant other might tell you something different. Just, I mean, David Bowie didn't really listen to anybody. He went out there and defined himself and dressed the way he wanted and you know, lived and died according to his rules. And mine are just be kind to each other and write what comes from your heart, and whoever, like Mike said, the law of attraction is gonna bring you into the circle that you need to be. And if it takes you away from some people, and hey, you know, it's not a bad thing. Everybody grows and changes.
There are support groups out there. There's Girls Rock Camp.
Oh, cool. Yes.
Yes. Yes. And you know, we do Boston Women Rock. We try to support also. So there are venues and avenues to go, and don't get discouraged if you hit a wall.
Keep fighting.
Yeah. If there's a fire in you, remember, it shouldn't be a prop. It should be a lifestyle choice. And basically opening up a door to your dream. That sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It sounds I want to make t-shirts now. Yeah. This is it.
You know, because we have on what's happening both here and at WM, many, many performers on, and many, many musicians.
Yeah. I'm looking around.
Remember we had Lily Black? Remember how young they were?
Yeah, Lily Black is actually going to be on with us next week at WMWM.
And these are 15 to 17-year-old people.
Yeah, and they're great.
Yeah, and they're going to be on.
Too.
And it's like, I mean, we've had Ruby Rose Fox, who's on her tour right now. We've had Anna Magden, who just came back from England. I mean, we have...
we had Amy Fairchild. We had the person that won the Rumble this year.
Absolutely.
The Rumble.
Yes.
And, of course, we debuted on our shows...
And you never know.
Yeah.
A great new album called Ride. It's almost, it's been out for a little while, but you know what? By?
Corolla DeVille. And we had Kate Eppes on.
Absolutely.
And we had Carissa Johnson, who I just mentioned. A lot of great talent out. This is the place where you need to be.
And the idea of what's great talent. You know, it's defined differently by everybody. And, you know, somebody who might not be my cup of tea, I'm still going to play their stuff. I'm still going to share it with the world. If they've taken the time and the effort and the money that it takes, the commitment that it takes I play the guitar, and... Yeah, I'm not schlepping. I work at it every day. You know, I get the recordings made and make the videos, and it's a commitment, but it's not work. You know, if you've really got that passion and interest, get out there and do it. I think I Am album was nominated top 15 in WICN in Worcester. I was also nominated for Album of the Year through Pulse Magazine. That was at the Worcester Music Awards this past year. I co-host the Art of Words out of ECAT in Canton, Easton, I'm sorry. Studio Sessions Live, I co-host that. I run Musicians Without Borders as a coordinating event person in this area, and live from center stage. I've got a concert window, YouTubes. I mean, there's just this laundry list of places and things. And did I have a business plan? Well, I knew I was gonna put my songs together, get them produced, and make an album. And then the rest of it just happens, you know, just as you go. And people go, hey, can you sing with me on this track? And I go, yes. Just because if you say no, you don't have the experience. And maybe not, and may not be a great experience, but hey, you learn something.
The big thing is to get your music out there, to enjoy what you're doing. And you never know. I mean, you know, I was talking to Eileen Springer 2 days ago, and she said, I said, is there anything new you'd like me to share? And she said, I want like you to share my new song. And it's like, this is what it's all about. You need to get out there and go.